We've got one more trip around Ohio this coming fall where we will beat Hillary Clinton and I will become the President of the United States.
This is Cheryl from Arlington, Texas. Stay the course, John. You are the brightest and best hope for a solid conservative vote.
All hour long, we're getting advice from you for the candidates. Governor John Kasich did what he needed to do last night. All he could do, he won his home state of Ohio, took all 66 delegates, and on a night when the only other party acceptable alternative to Donald Trump dropped out, down in Florida, Kasich has set about preparing for intricate behind-the-scenes maneuvering at the GOP convention in Cleveland in July. Joining me now, Neeraj Antani. He's a delegate for Kasich and a representative in the Ohio House of Representatives. Neeraj, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
There's no doubt, of course, if we look at cold hard math, that the path to the nomination is essentially non-existent for John Kasich right now, barring a contested convention. So talk about the road ahead, why John Kasich should stay in, and really what role you think he can play at this point.
Sure. Well, we really believe that at this point it has to become a two-way race between John Kasich and Donald Trump. And we need to give the American people a choice between someone who has a positive vision for the country that will move our country forward with a conservative vision and who has the record to govern, or someone who doesn't have any experience on governing the country or a state or any major government entity, and someone who hasn't been a conservative in the past. And so really, you know, I think when the American people are given that clear contrast of a choice between John Kasich and Mr. Trump, that they will choose John Kasich.
Right.
And, you know, if we get to a contested convention, you know, I do not see the delegates going to Mr. Trump, but rather aligning behind someone more like John Kasich.
Representative Antani, there is no world where there's a two-way race between John Kasich and Donald Trump, because Texas Senator Ted Cruz, the conservative, is in a healthy second place. He's not going anywhere, and he's the one who wants a two-way race with Donald Trump, and frankly is in a much, much better position to get it.
Well, I mean, I think in the minds of the American people, it has to become a contrast between, you know, Mr. Trump and John Kasich. And, you know, I think if we get to a contested convention, you know, that will be the choice. You know, so I think that's probably where we're at and probably where we're going to go.
It is Cleveland where the Republican convention heads in July. Neeraj Antani, you're really forecasting the fact that Republicans are likely now, not for sure, but likely headed toward a contested convention. And Kasich is ready for that, despite what it might do to the party.
Even if Donald Trump, you know, right now, who has the most delegates, were to get to that magic number, he would have to win, you know, 58-60% of each state from now. And he's only been getting in the low to mid 40s. And so really, at this point, I think that we're going to have a contested convention, and we need a unifying conservative nominee who can beat a Democrat in the fall and govern as president. And I think that that is John Kasich. And I think we're going to nominate him at the convention in his home state in Cleveland this July.
There is some chaos and a potential melee in the future of the Republican Party toward a July convention. Neeraj Antani thinks that his candidate, John Kasich of Ohio, the governor, is going to be the last man standing after that chaos. Neeraj Antani is a representative at the 42nd District in the Ohio House. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.